little Crease Lightning coming up right now with Kevin Woodley from In Goal Magazine, NHL.com. Woodley, how are you?
I'm good. I just stepped out from a little off-ice workout with about 8 NHL guys. So the good news is they worked them so hard, they're stuffing their face. I don't think they're going to be able to overhear me or chirp me while we have this conversation.
It's good. Okay, so a few things. Quickly, the gear now. You're talking to the goalies. They're on the ice. I'm assuming none of them have the new gear?
Not only do none of them have the new gear, and like you said, there's 8 NHL contracted guys here, 5 guys kind of in the show, and a bunch of guys who are right there with the AHL, including Lorem Brossois from the Oilers, Devin Dubnyk, James Reimer, Eddie Lack. And not only do none of them have the gear, none of them have ordered the gear, none of them are under the impression that they are going to need to for this season. Again, the sentiment that I first started to try, sort of share with you a month ago has just continued to snowball, and that's that there's just no way this can happen. And at this point, we've talked about there's no way the chest and arm is going to happen. But I was still under the impression the pants might, and still am from a league side of things. These guys are now at the point where, like, hey, World Cup's starting soon. Our season isn't far away. We're in the midst of preparing for our season, and we still haven't ordered, tried, or, had any contact or ability to work with these pants. It's probably getting too late for that, too. So talking to a goalie who is a little more personally involved in it as part of the, part of the process, I don't think that the league is at this point yet that the goalies are in terms of it's too late, we're done. One person said to me he thought it was entirely possible that they may somehow have a plan to make this happen by September. But everything points to the contrary right now, Jason. I just do not see this being implemented at all. Maybe pants, but certainly in no way, shape, or form the chest and arm to start the season, which, what is plan B? I guess that's the question we start asking. The goalies seem to think it'll be next season. I wonder if maybe if they can get it into their hands and get it safely tested and ensure them it's safe early in the season, do they let them work with it in practice and give them to say January 1st to make the change? Would you dare do that? Or do you wait until next season and just make sure you do it right and roll it out and have these guys in it all summer? As opposed to what's happening right now is a bunch of guys who can't prepare to their games to play in new equipment because it's just too late.
Yeah, I wonder, could you give them the pants and say, and even if it doesn't happen until October 1st, say, okay, you know what? You can use the old pants until November 1st. You'll have a month to break them in.
You know what? Again, I've yet to talk to anyone that is indicating that's the plan, but I'm picturing a lot of backlash on this. I don't know about you, but even from the goalie side, I don't see how this is going to go over well when all the talk last season and into the summer was this was happening this year. So as a fallback position, and I've seen some of this stuff, and the difference is noticeable. It's pretty, I wouldn't say jarring, but it jumps out at you. So as a fallback position, would it not be a terrible thing to, like I said, just give them a chance to use it, make sure it's safe, test it properly? This is one of the issues right now. Some of the goalies got it, looked at it, said, I think I'm going to get killed in that. Why am I the guinea pig? Tell me why I, as a, $4, $5, $6 million athlete, should be the guinea pig on 90 mile an hour slap shots. How come you haven't tested it to tell me before I put it on and face those shots that it's safe? So that is part of the issue. So do that testing, give them that time. And then if you roll it out mid-season, think of the juxtaposition. If it is the difference that they think it is, and like I said, I've seen pictures of guys wearing it on the ice, and they do look smaller to me, noticeably so. Wouldn't that juxtaposition provide a positive, even if it is mid-season, for the NHL to say we're working on this, to say we're working on it fairly, and ultimately to say, hey, look what he looked like last week. Look what he looks like this week. We've made a difference here.
Kevin Woodley.
It might not be a bad position. We'll see if they get to it.
Kevin Woodley from In Goal Magazine and NHL.com joins us. Kevin, I know you did a lot of the off-ice stuff today with goalies, and it's become their off-ice training is now much more goalie specific. And I know a guy like Devin Dubnyk, if you've worked now for the last three summers with stuff he's doing now, he couldn't do 2 years ago. What type of things?
Well, I mean, it's really fascinating to me. Working with the camp I'm at right now is called Net 360, and it's kind of they bring in a bunch of different coaches to run different drills. Freddie Chabot, the former Edmonton Oilers goalie coach, is one of the guest coaches among the five here this week. Fred Brathwaite with Hockey Canada, among others. And so on the ice, they're experimenting with different things. But off ice, it's all run by a trainer here in Kelowna named Adam Francilia. And he's a guy who works with James Reimer, Dubnyk, as you said, for the past couple of years, Eddie Lack since the end of last summer and into last season and now this summer. And as well as players, Andrew Ladd, is a regular longtime client. So watching them today on the ice and then moving into the off ice, the synergies between the two really jumped out at me. And we're talking about not just, hey, getting a butterfly. It's not getting a butterfly and lift weights. It's getting a butterfly on one knee on a sort of rolled up mat. And the way you lift your other leg off the ice and move your head like you would tracking the puck, feel this row of obliques kick in and the glutes on this side activate. And if you come out of it, if you pull away, which is on the ice, we're trying to get guys to move into space, not pull away from space with tracking and trajectory and that type of stuff. He's got it right on the off ice, and these guys feel it. As soon as they pull that head and sort of counter-rotate away from the puck in order to make a movement during these drills, their glutes just fire up like crazy. So write down the specific muscle groups, how things should feel on the ice, what muscles you should be working, and how it's going to feel if you don't do it right. They were doing some exercise, sort of some low-controlled movements into a butterfly position. Again, take a rolled-up mat and put it between your legs. And if your hips are tucked under you, so your butt's sticking out, versus the other way, the difference between when you drop to the ice, feel how limited the range of motion is here and how it pinches the hips. We talk about the hip surgery. So in other words, he's teaching them to set, sort of activate their core and set their hips and their glutes and sort of their butt and the way they hold that as they drop into a butterfly in a way that not only gives them more control and better feeling, but is going to eliminate that pinch that leads to a lot of the injuries that require surgery on these guys. So it really, I mean, it ain't the gym. It's not guys throwing a bunch of weights around, although I'm sure there's aspects of the training that involves weights. And this today was all just body weight training. And these guys were gassed. I mean, a guy like Dubnyk, as you mentioned, has only been doing this for a couple of years. He said frankly to me, 2 years ago, I couldn't have done any of this stuff. Hey, how much of a difference has it made in his game? He said, there's a lot of differences in my game over the past 2 years, and this is a big part of it. But he feels like actually the biggest difference for him will be as he gets older and this continues to build. He thinks he's actually going to see bigger gains in the next couple of years because of this work he's done on off the ice. And, it's everything. We talked about vision training, sports vision training last week. They brought in a sports vision specialist here to make a presentation and test every goalie's eyes. Convergence, divergence, flutter, look for little habits that they may not be aware of that are costing them on the ice so they can train their eyes. I mean, it's just every aspect that can help you make a better goaltender is looked at, examined, and you're given an opportunity at this camp to either train it or learn more about it off the ice and on the ice. And I mentioned the pros because that's what gets attracts people's attentions in the age of social media. You put pictures of the Reimers and the Dubnyks and the Lacks up there and it gets a lot of attention. But the reality of this camp is there's also 8 junior age goalies, CHL goalies here right now, and another 8 at the midget level. And so as much as they're learning all this stuff, the next generation is learning it. And there's a real mentorship component to this camp. That's what I like. So, like, for example, we're going golfing this afternoon, and all the midget-age kids are going to be paired with NHL guys. And so they can ask them questions about all this stuff they've been learning. And it's a pretty cool camp. It's a pretty unique camp. And, hey, it puts me in Kelowna for a week, Jason, so I'm not complaining being a part of it.
Kevin Woodley joins us from InGold Magazine and NHL.com. Kevin, what's the update on Corey Schneider's injury rehab and how maybe the World Cup is affecting schedule for goalies?
Well, you know, I talked to Schneids late last week for a story that's up at NHL.com today. And, you know, he's a guy that had, he missed a month in March with an MCL sprain on the right side. But then he shut it down after the season, hoping that rest would heal a sort of groin core injury that had been bugging him for the whole second half of the year. And it didn't help. So by the time they got around to, hey, this isn't getting better, I need a second and third opinion, and booking a surgery for Schneider, it's May 12th, in that early May range. And now all of a sudden, he's been off the ice a month. Now he's only starting surgery. He's got a healing process. And hey, guess what? You're part of Team USA. Actually, I think he was named to Team USA 3 or 4 days before the knee injury. And you got to be ready to go early. And that's the thing I'm finding talking to the guys that are at the World Cup as goaltenders. There's no warm-up. It's not going to be like training camp for the NHL where you can ease into it. Or as Corey said to me, if you go 2 or 3 days really hard and you get sore in your hips or sore in your groin or sore in your knees, you can't back off for a day because the schedule is full tilt right out of the gate. We got to be ready to go. There are no days off. So their guys are really having to change their summer training plan. I talked to Morgan Riley of the Leafs last week about this as well. So it's not just goaltenders. But for goalies, the difference is you got to be able to get fully extended right away. You're going to have to go post-to-post on backdoor plays against the world's best shooters and passers and all the deception they're going to throw at you and the pace they're going to throw at you. Literally 3 days after you break camp, 4 days after you break camp, you're into pre-tournament games. So they're really having to almost hold their own training camps before they report to training camp to make sure when the bullets start to fly for real, there's no chance that their bodies are going to break down. Now, Corey, again, because of the injury, he's had to change his whole timeline. He was saying to me he's still working on building strength because he couldn't. He was back on in the gym 4 weeks after the surgery, but he couldn't do squats 4 weeks after the surgery, and there's where a lot of his power and strength comes from. So he's had to really kind of taper differently and approach his whole summer differently. He'll be fine, but I think it's just, you know, maybe a little more extreme example of what a lot of guys are going through right now, and that's having to adjust their off season to make sure they're ready for a regular season that not only is going to start earlier, but is going to be going 100% full speed, you know, 3-4 weeks sooner than they might have to otherwise.
Kevin Woodley from InGoal Magazine and NHL.com joins us. Kevin, I want to ask you about the Lauren Brossoit for Oilers fans. How's he looking in all these new off-ice stuff they're doing?
Well, let's just say that LB, as he's affectionately known here, is a poster child for demonstrating how to do these drills properly and is cursed at by his peers a little bit for how easy he makes it look. Strength training, the commitment he has to it is up there at an elite level in the NHL. And I'm not just blowing smoke on that. I'm hearing this from other NHL guys while we work out, and I'm seeing it firsthand. Exercises that seasoned pros that have been doing this for years are struggling with, LB's ripping them off, no problem. So he is, in their words, a beast off the ice. And on the ice, didn't have a chance to see him this morning, see him the rest of the week a little bit more as we rotate through different groups, and I work with different coaches each day. By all accounts, he's ready for this season, and it sounds like he's really, as usual, taking care of himself physically. That's not something Oilers fans ever need to worry about with Lauren Brossoit.
Kevin, always good to catch up with you, man. Enjoy the on- and off-ice sessions, and we'll talk to you next week.
Perfect. Thanks, Jason. Take care.
Kevin Woodley from InGoal Magazine and NHL.com. So